back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And we'll never be
royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us.
Prince Philip insists that this be played tomorrow.
Let me be your ruler.
Prince Philip, I believe, is 114. He will be at the royal wedding tomorrow, which is great news. Just had his hip replaced like a couple of months ago. He's a tough dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, now let me ask you a true or false question. Must Prince Philip always walk two paces behind the Queen in public? True or false?
I think it's true.
True.
True?
I think it's true.
True?
True. False. True.
You're going with both? Because it's actually
bases.
True.
You sound like my media libel professor.
Let me go to Paul Coit on this, my favorite Londoner live from London. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Happy wedding weekend. And is it two paces? Is that accurate?
No, 2 miles.
2 miles. Wow. I had no idea I was that far off. That is absolutely remarkable.
Cameras just zoom in, so that's why he looks so small. That's what it is. So he's and going to be bowing all the time. 2 miles distance.
We will play the royal wedding game with Paul in just a moment. It's a simple true-false game. Carol is a contestant. Carol, stand by. Is excitement building? Is there a buzz about the city?
You know what? There actually is. It's ridiculous. There's people camping out. There's people out on the streets trying to get a good space along the road so they can see everything. It's bananas. Honestly, I really did not imagine it to be this huge. But everybody's going wedding crazy. And it's driving me around the twist, quite frankly.
Do me a favor. Would you spell bananas? B-A-N-A-N-A-S? Let me hear how that sounds in your accent.
Yeah, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-S.
Well, you got a couple extra.
Exactly the same.
You're very, very close.
Bananas.
Now, Prince Charles is apparently going to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle because Meghan Markle's family is a little wackadoodle. Is that creating any sort of stir?
I don't know about stir, but I'll tell you what is weird, though, is that he's not actually going to do it from the start, from the front of the church. He jumps in halfway through. So it's thought that she's going to go to get out the car, the carriage, and enter the church. So there'll be the six bridesmaids around her. Then she walks halfway down the aisle, and that's when Charles will step in to take her the rest of the way. So why? It's a royal protocol, a wedding thing. I don't know, but that's what he will do. So he will take her. Obviously, to his son, but I don't know why mothers. Why wouldn't it not be the mother? That still doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you would think, and the mother is having tea with the Queen today. It's the first time she's meeting the Queen. Now, is there a difference between regular tea that you've served me at your home in London and high tea?
Yeah, the only difference is that you get it. I made it for you with a tea bag, which for me, being a commoner, is my favorite cup of tea. So you have the tea, obviously with milk. None of this messing around with, like, lemon tea and no milk. That's not tea. That's just ridiculous. And don't start me up on that again. You've got to have your tea bag. Give it a little couple of minutes, a little bit of a push, then add some milk, and that's a proper cup of tea. So that, she'll have it with tea leaves. So she'll have a tea strainer poured through, probably in a big pot. So that's the only difference. It tastes pretty much the same, but it's just a posher way of doing things.
Is there an etiquette thing that goes with high tea?
Yes, you have to drink with your little pinky sticking out, Steve.
Oh.
Yeah. We can teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to do
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Justin, say hi to Paul.
And also,
hi, Paul.
Be careful you don't... You've got to be careful you don't like too much of that. Just
No slurping.
Slurping is really, quite frankly, a treasonable offense. You don't slurp in front of the Queen, whatever happens. No matter how slurpable the tea is, just don't slurp.
So if you were to say, if you were to say, hey, Q, bitchin' cup of tea, that's probably not the way to act at high tea.
I think the Queen would probably get away because she probably wouldn't know what you're saying.
Yeah, probably
she's
be fine.
She's trying to change the royal family, so.
She is. She's trying to bring it into kick it forward.
19th century.
Andre, a question for Paul?
Paul, I'm just curious. I'm attending a royal watch party here tomorrow. We're making such a big deal of this here. Do you have royal watch parties there, and will there be television set upside or TV screens set up outside the palace or outside the church?
Or will you do a live recreation in performance mode?
That would be awesome, Paul.
Yeah, there's going to be loads of people. It's on everywhere. I mean, everybody's going to be watching. I don't know whether they're going to have wedding parties, I'm really not too sure about that, because I probably won't. But, you know, because the thing is, we had the Eurovision Song Contest last week, so that's people are already having parties for that. We can't over
the best
be a party. Because obviously you've got the Eurovision Song Contest at the top and then the Royal Wedding under that.
Everyone in the world should see the Eurovision Song Contest once in their life.
Oh, yeah.
It is just so fantastic. You've seen it, Justin?
I have, yeah. And I had a friend who was in it.
Come on!
Yeah.
What country?
No,
she wrote a song, and she had written songs in the winter. I forgot. I don't know.
For what country?
I should have paid more attention. It was she
oh,
was.
My goodness, this is the bigger news of the Royal Wedding.
I know, and she's a great writer, and she's a great songwriter. She's
and
in LA now.
Say about it. I can't believe.
I know. It was about 5-10 years ago, and I can't remember the country.
Well, what are we talking about? Liechtenstein, Luxembourg,
yeah, something like that. It was like Norway or something like that. I don't remember. Sorry. I'll look it up.
It was cold?
It was cold.
It was cold.
It was a good song.
It's one of those cold countries.
Yeah. And they treated the songwriter well. I just remember that. So,
The Eurovision Song Contest. You have no idea how entertaining this is.
I want to see this.
It's the most. And also, you can always guarantee, I know we're going slightly off here, but you can always guarantee that Great Britain, no matter who is entered, you know, the United Kingdom, we could have Elton John in it. We've tried everybody in it. We will always come in the bottom three because everybody hates us.
Yes,
so
true.
We always.
Because it's like American Idol voting. You phone vote around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now obviously you click and vote.
Right.
But it's fantastic. All right, we come back. We're going to play the Royal Wedding Game. Carol, hold on. I really like your chances of winning, Carol. It's the True or False Royal Wedding Game.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Forever could never be long enough for me to feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now. We won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do.
Nice song, isn't it?
Oh,
cute little British fella, Harry Styles.
Has lifted.
Paul Coy, you're often confused for Harry Styles, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Drives me crazy. I knew that. As soon as you play that, you're going to start coming up with that Harry Styles thing. Enough already.
By the way, we have good news. The Justin Kaufman best friend or good friend wrote the winning song.
Acquaintance.
The winning song for the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest, the worldwide song contest that nobody in America knows, but everyone in America should. And the song is from an artist called Lena, which apparently turned out to be a hit. And, Paul, I don't know if you remember it or maybe played it on the radio, but here's a little bit of it. So far, it's great.
So far.
I went everywhere for you. I even did my hair for you. I bought new underwear like blue when I wore them just the other day.
You remember it, Paul?
No. Suppose it was on holiday when that came out, that one. I don't remember that one.
Suppose it was a hit. Lena. Oh, it's snappy. I could see me singing it all summer.
Yeah. What you don't know is the acquaintance friend, it was an ex-girlfriend of mine, so that song's about me.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
very Spice Girlish.
Yeah.
Is it really? Like, you should have led with that, Justin.
Yeah, I know. I buried the lead on that. They're all about... she's a great writer, and we dated a long time ago, so every time any song comes out, I'm always like, that's about me.
Of course it is.
Awesome.
Wow.
All right, let me go back to Carol here. Go to Carol. Carol, thanks for your patience. Here's the premise. I will give you a true or false sentiment on royal wedding and royal behavior etiquette. All you have to do is tell me if it's true or false, but we will discuss each item before to help you come to your answer. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
And thank you for being on the show. Thank you for listening. All right, Paul.
Thank you for your show. I love it.
Oh, well, you're very nice. Paul, item number one, Paul, does the chin matter? Does the chin of a Brit matter while walking downstairs? Because here is my premise. The chin, while you're descending a staircase, must be parallel to the ground with your hands at the side.
What?
Is that true or false?
True.
Chin. You know what? They often call these very posh people chinless wonders. So I'm not sure whether it would be true, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be too sure.
Justin, Dave, Andre, any thoughts?
I'm going to say true. It sounds so specific.
Yeah, I say true as well.
Yeah. Too much math in that.
Carol, you're correct. It's true.
Yes.
Carol, you've already won one of the many prizes I'm about to bestow on you. Paul, Paul, when it comes to curtsying, when it comes to curtsying,
I'm very good at that.
Whom must Meghan Markle bow to? Whom must she curtsy to? And how does one curtsy? That's the bonus question.
One curtsy. Is it what, a double? What, is it A and B part of the question?
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, she'd curtsy to the Queen. Everybody, even the Queen, curtsies in the mirror. She's so cool.
She curtsied to the Queen.
About her. She'd curtsy to the Queen. And also, it's one foot. Yeah, I think the left foot is forward, the right foot slightly back and to the side, and then a very delicate bend.
Yeah,
and
that.
That's your curtsy.
One leg goes behind the other, your knees gently bend, and you slightly bow your head. And by the way, you're not supposed to be too obvious about it, and you're supposed to curtsy longer to the Queen than you do other people. All right, so Carol, here's your question. When it comes to curtsying, who does Meghan Markle curtsy to? Is it everyone in front of her in the order of providence, the order of succession to the throne? Is that true or false?
That is false. She has to bow, or she has to curtsy to born royals. She has to curtsy to Prince Andrew's daughters because they're born royal.
All right, anyone else?
I'm going with Carol.
Not arguing with that.
Carol seems to know quite a bit here.
A lot of confidence dripping from that. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Carol, you could be correct, but according to my notes, she has to curtsy to anyone ahead of her in the order of providence. And based on your explanation, I'm going to say you're right anyway. Congratulations, Carol.
That's basic. Everyone knows. That's basic.
Yes.
That's basic.
All right, Paul, we have one more. Will Meghan Markle...
I'm not doing so well, am I?
No, I don't even think you're British. Will Meghan Markle share in the requirement to carry a black dress with her whenever she travels because if someone dies, you'll need it? Is that true or false, Paul?
You know what? That would make perfect sense. Can you imagine being somewhere as, in your phrase, Steve, Chuck gets their hat.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a little floral off the shoulder number. How on earth is that going to go down?
Well, first off, Chuck would look great in a floral off the shoulder number. I think we can agree on that. A black outfit, a black dress. Do the royals have to carry that with them whenever they travel? True or false?
I say true.
True?
I say false. They got people to go get her a dress if
what,
she needs.
What, to Target?
Yeah.
Swing by Kohl's?
H&M?
I think it's true, and I think that's just common for everybody. Everybody should have that.
Everyone should have a black dress on them at all times?
I'm picturing the Queen at Target.
Carol?
It is true. When Princess Elizabeth and married... She was on tour with her prince consort in Australia, I believe, when her father died, and she did not have a black outfit with her. And so after that, when they travel, they must bring one black outfit.
How do you know? You're exactly right.
I saw that on The Crown, but they sent someone to get her a black outfit.
She is exactly...
Yes, they did.
How do you know this, Carol?
Because I'm just one, my grandparents are from Scotland.
You're the queen,
aren't you,
Carol?
I still feel a very close tie to being, you know, having relatives from Scotland.
Sure, British blood.
I just know this stuff. I'm fascinated by it.
Congratulations, Carol. You have a fabulous collection of prizes here. Paul, I believe we have someone on the show now who knows more about your country than you do.
Hey, listen, you know more about my country than I do.
Okay, well, that's actually true. Will you watch the wedding, Paul?
Yeah, of course I will. There's one thing to look out for, which I think I should mention. And of course, Harry wears a beard, but if you get married in an army uniform, it actually states that you must be clean-shaven. So I would look out for that, because there's a chance if he's actually in uniform, he cannot wear a beard.
Wedding pro tip.
Beard and uniform.
That's a pro tip from Paul on the wedding. How about that?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's real, too.
Yeah, Carol, I bet you didn't even know that one.
No, I didn't, but I bet you the Queen could override that, because she is, after all, the Queen.
Oh, man, Carol's strong.
She's on it.
Carol's bringing it.
There's always a Queen Trump. Right?
Paul, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Happy wedding.
Go to space here. Thanks, Carol. I slightly intimidated.
Thank you. Bye, Paul.
By the way, I love Paul's other note that the queen actually curtsies to herself in the mirror. I mean, who knew that?
We need to keep girls' number on hand.
How does he know that?
A pair of tickets to Avenue Q playing May 17th through June 30th at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights. It's a great room. You can go to metropolisarts.com for tickets to that. Family pack tickets to the Sycamore Speedway. Get your motor running. SycamoreSpeedway.com. Gift certificate to the Golf Center of Des Plaines. GolfCenterDesPlaines.com. So bang on some balls out there, and you're going to feel better about all the people you're angry with. Lou Malnati's Pizza from LouMalnati's.com and an app gift card from ABT.com. Nothing makes the office crazier than when I give away the entire prize sheet to one person. They hate it. Congratulations, Carol. You're a big winner, and we're back with the news next on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I...
Walk of Fame today, Royal Wedding tomorrow. They usually go back to back.
Yeah.
And John was talking about your royal name, how you get your royal name. I have the E Channel's Royal Name Generator.
Oh, okay.
So the E Channel is fairly complex, but we can go through a couple of these here. John, write this down, because as I said, it's very complex.
Okay.
Take the first letter of your first name. First letter of your first name. In your case, it would be J, so you would be James. I am S. I would be Sheffield.
Hmm.
Andrea, you're an A. You would be Ann.
Okay.
Justin, you're a J. You'd be James.
Can I change it?
No.
No.
Steve, you'd also be Sheffield.
And would I be like a Sir Sheffield? Or
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
All right. And then you're moving on. Take the first letter of your last name to find out your surname. Andre, you'd be Arathorn. Arathorn.
Okay.
C for Cochran, I would be Calhoun. 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 Andrea D, Devante.
Oh, Devante. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Justin, what last name are you going by?
I'll go with Kaufman with a K.
Okay. Yours is very eloquent. Kingston the 8th.
I'll take that one.
Kingston V.I.
From 43rd.
Are you writing these down?
Yeah.
Kingston the 8th.
I feel like I should bow to Justin now.
Yes, Kingston.
Steve G for Grafton.
Grafton Sheffield.
Jen DeSalvo, where'd you go? I'm way behind on you now. Why were you not on your microphone? Okay.
Ladies' room.
She's Devante, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to get a tape to you.
All right. I'll send it up.
I'm a Kingsworth.
Dave, you are Dalen. Dalen for D.
Dalen.
E is Ethelbert.
Wait, what is it?
Ethelbert. Say that again.
Ethelbert.
E-T-H-E-L-Bert. B-E-R-T.
Okay. Are we supposed to write these down?
Yeah. Write these down.
Uh-oh.
You said I was Grafton, right? Grafton?
Yes. And then a title, we select the month you were born in. In my case, it's March, so I'm a sir.
Okay.
Month you were born in, Andrea?
August.
August, you are an archduchess.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dave, month you were born in?
May.
May, you are a baron.
Of course.
A baron.
April.
April, John, you are a duke.
Nice. Darn right I am.
Yeah. I'm August as well.
Justin, you're an archduke.
Mm. Is that bigger than a duke?
January, you're an emperor if you're in January.
That's
you're an empress.
What about June?
June would make you a queen.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Oh. Nice. What about November?
November makes you a prince.
Oh, love it. Aww. Love it.
Am I missing anybody? I'm losing track here.
Super Joe.
Super Joe. Yep. Month? Birth month?
May.
May, what did I say? May?
No.
May, you're a baron.
Baron.
We're both barons.
You're a baron.
You're now, you're not clicking stuff on Facebook and putting all of our information in, are you?
No, catch up, honey. You're on the wrong show.
No, they don't do that on the e-news website. No way.
First letter of your first name, J. You're James.
Right.
Last name? What's your last name, Joe? What do you go by?
Oh, what do I go by?
Yeah.
Romano.
Oh, you're using Romano. Okay. Well, then we go to R. That's Remington the 3rd.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'm not doing that.
You like that?
Go to Netflix and search Remington Steele, Joe.
And finally, you need.
You're gonna love it.
Finally, you need an area of rule. An area of rule.
Okay.
Okay. An area of rule. This is the day of the month you were born. Day of the month you were born, Andrea.
I was born on a Friday.
Well, the actual number.
Oh, sorry, 11. Well, you said day. I thought
of Kendall.
Oh, of Kendall.
Of
okay.
I am the 14th. I am of Lorne.
Of Lorne.
Lorne. You're writing these down?
Forlorn.
Are you writing these down?
Yeah, I got it. Forlorn.
But you're not writing down everyone's. You're just writing yours down?
Well, I assume that everybody could write their own.
While I'm doing it?
Not in my contract. I don't write.
We're writing.
Yeah, it's radio.
That's right.
Dave?
30th.
30th, Dave. We're going to give you, you're going to be excited, of Inverness.
Oh, good.
Oh, Inverness.
Justin?
Oh. Yeah, 15.
15th, you are of Ross. Of Ross.
Oh,
wow.
It's like your son.
Yeah. Sandberg?
Ross of Ross.
I would.
Day?
The 15th.
15th, you are of Ross as well.
But I would like to know my full name. You didn't.
Well,
do
you
my...
have to write it down. Steve?
The 19th.
19th would be of Albany.
Prince Grafton, Sheffield of Albany.
All right. John, you are?
7th.
7th. Oh, we don't have one. No, the 7th is of Cumberland.
Oh,
near Harlem.
That street. Near
Harlem.
Yeah. It's a good area.
So I'm an Empress of Ross.
Of Ross.
You're an Empress of Ross.
So where's my first part, the James part?
Easy. Easy. You're an M. You're Marigold.
Marigold. Okay, I can take that.
All right. And which last name would you like to use?
Boyle.
All right. Well, that's going to make you a Bainbridge the Second.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
So I'm Marigold Bainbridge the Second, Empress of Ross.
You're Empress Marigold Bainbridge the Second.
Oh, I sound like I'm in charge.
Of Ross. Justin, who are you?
Yeah, I'm not sure I got it right, but I'm LeBron James.
Nope, that's incorrect.
That doesn't work.
That's incorrect.
Cleveland.
Steve Grzanich, who are you?
I am Prince Grafton Sheffield of Albany, sir.
Wow, congratulations. John?
I am Duke James Devante of Cumberland.
All right. How about you, Dave Bennett?
Baron Dalen Ethelbert of Inverness. Don't laugh at my name, please.
Now say that in an English, awesome. In an English accent.
Hey, Ethelbert.
Andrea.
Hey, Ethelbert.
I am Archduchess Anne Devante of Kendall.
All right.
And
Super
you?
Joe, you're not playing?
Yep, I already quit this game.
All right.
Who are you, Steve? Did you write you down?
No, I didn't write me down because I'm controlling the game. I thought somebody would write me down.
You can have my name.
Oh.
My stepdaughter, Catherine, just texted that she's a sir.
Well, she could go with actually the other side of that.
Steve, I'll think, come back Colin with my name. Colin was part of your name. Colin, wasn't it?
Colin? No.
Yeah.
Colin's part of me. Colin is not part of my
also,
name.
I wrote down Sir Colin of Tardy.
No, that's not true.
Listener John, he's adopted, so he's got multiple names, so he's confused as to how to do his.
Oh, that is tough. Yeah. John, hold on for the rest of the show. We'll get you an answer.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And we'll never be royals. It's running our blood.
You are listening to Sir Sheffield Calhoun of Lorne.
We crave a different kind of
very
love.
Royal. Let me be your
ruler. I'd like to thank the ridiculous E-Entertainment name generator for that. Keir Simmons is on the phone covering the royal wedding for NBC, live from London. Good morning, Keir.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing absolutely fabulous, as I'm sure you are as well. Are you wearing your fascinator?
I am not. I'm going to disappoint you and tell you that I am not wearing my fascinator. It is ready for tomorrow's big day, so folks will have to tune in to see what color I chose and the design. I have to tell you, Steve, I am standing looking out across Windsor Castle. It is absolutely beautiful. There are blue skies. I can see work happening. It's been happening all day to create this amazing kind of garden effect on one of the entrances to the chapel where the wedding will take place. You can just see the little things like that that just give me a sense of how spectacular it's going to be. And the royal standard is flying above Windsor Castle, which means the Queen is there, and we know that she's meeting with Meghan's mom today. So, I mean, to be a fun of all, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. And to make sure that all the proper high tea etiquette is followed. Now, tomorrow is the actual wedding. What is the weather forecast? Because it's always a little dicey.
It's looking good, actually, I think, which is always a big worry for any bride and groom, right? And royals aren't able to control the weather. So it's looking good. And they are getting in place. You'll have heard through the morning that they have now decided that Prince Charles will lead Meghan down the aisle. So that big question has been answered. I think, you know, you can call that a conventional choice in an unconventional situation, because, of course, Meghan's dad can't be here. You know, I think it would have been amazing to see Meghan's mom lead her down the aisle, but you should remember there are millions of watching. The pressure on that is, and I think the Royals would have decided that they needed someone like Prince Charles, who you know will carry off that role just flawlessly.
Keir Simmons with us, NBC News. Andrea, say hi.
Good morning, Keir. Well, I guess good afternoon to you, but we're so fascinated by this wedding. We're having these royal watch parties throughout the city here tomorrow and throughout throughout our country, and we're fascinated, I think, with some of the little questions like will he or will he not wear a wedding band? What's the protocol with that in the Royals?
Yeah, it's a good question. There are those little things that, you know, only royals do or don't do, and a wedding band is one of those. They don't think it's kind of the done thing, really, royals, to wear a wedding band. I guess, in a sense, they kind of think that they shouldn't sort of belong to anyone in a certain way. William doesn't wear a wedding band. We don't know what Harry would choose to do. My guess is that he will not do that. You know, it's a good question in this sense, too, is that this is a modern wedding where there are going to be so many things that are different, not least the fact that it's an American actress marrying a British prince, but also some of the things we know about the ceremony. For example, the bishop, the Episcopalian bishop, who's going to give a reading, that's, I think, pretty much unheard of in a royal wedding.
Sure.
And at the same time, this is still royal family. They are still traditional in many, many ways, and I guess the wedding band may well be an example of that.
All right, we're going to fast run out of time with Keir, but Justin, say hi to Keir.
Hi, Keir. It is interesting. It's a very unconventional story for royal family. Does that make it difficult to cover it when you're dealing with the contrast between the formality of a royal wedding and the fact that there will be so many unconventional moments that are brought into this event, this ceremony, this celebration?
Hey, Justin. You know, actually, it makes it the best. It's far more interesting to cover an event that has changes and is different. And something else about the royal family that people don't fully realize, they are adapted to changing. I mean, they have changed again and again and again to try and keep up with fashion and try and keep themselves looking like they're in touch with you and me. We all know that they aren't really in touch with you and me. They're royals. I don't know how rich you are, my friend, but I'm assuming you're not as rich as me. So these are unusual people who are trying to, you know, make sure they present an image of a modern family. And I think many people are saying Meghan is going to really contribute to that. I mean, people are talking about how much Meghan might have to change to join the royal family. Yeah. My question is, how much will Meghan change the family?
Bingo.
That's a great point. Very good point. I'll let you go on this, and pardon me if it's a stupid question, but is a royal wedding reception fun? Is the party after the wedding fun? Do they cut loose? Is it McDonald's at midnight and a chicken dance? What do you do at a royal wedding reception?
I don't think it's McDonald's at midnight, I'll be honest. Knowing Harry, it will be fun. There will be a party. I know some of the folks who are going, they like to have a few drinks and a little dance. Apparently, Doria, Meghan's mom, is a great dancer. Meghan has said past, so... So there's all of that to look forward to. That really is the golden ticket. That's 200 people who are invited to that evening reception. And it's going to be, some of the receptions are not going to be seated. They're going to be standing, which is good, because etiquette, if you are seated at a meal with the Queen, the etiquette says that when the Queen finishes eating, you have to finish eating too, which is for dieting, but not great if you're hungry. So it will be, I think, a fun night. That will go into the early hours, and we may get some stories.
Yeah, you know what else I heard, which is interesting? Let's say you get up to go to the bathroom, and you don't want your plate cleared. You're to cross your silverware above the plate. And if you are done with your plate when you leave the table, you simply angle your silverware up and to the right, and they will clear the plate. Other than that, it's low-key.
Aside from that, another great little factoid, if you find yourself invited to a royal dinner or reception and you're sitting next to the Queen, for one course, will speak to the person to the left of her, and then for the next course, will speak to the person to the right of her. That's just the way she does it. That's protocol. So if you sit there for an entire course and the Queen seems to be ignoring you, don't worry. You're not going to get sent to the tower. She'll get to you next.
That's standard here, too.
How, it's only standard here if you're not at a table you want to be at. Keir, great work. Enjoy your time, and congratulations to everyone there, including you, because we know that it's a wonderful presentation of something America is truly fascinated with, and that's the British royal family. It's Keir Simmons from NBC News. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Great to hear your voices.
All the best. That's Keir. And by the way, can I tell you something? We're not on right now, are we?
No, not at all.
Sandberg, the producer of this show, has got a major crush on Keir Simmons.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Yeah. With good reason.
Do you know about this, John?
We're not on. That voice.
We're on.
The British accent plus, you know, he's a good-looking dude.
That chin?
It's radio. All Did you hear the one thing he said in there that was that I caught that would be a great follow-up is that he said receptions.
Reception.
Yeah, you know, with all, he didn't say with all, he just said with receptions, so there's more than one reception. There's going to be
election night.
It's like an inauguration.
Yeah,
it's
the inaugural balls, yeah.
I didn't know that. So they go to multiple parties?
I think they do. The big one, the formal one's the one he's talking about is the golden ticket. You got to be in to get the 200 invite, but there'll be a lot of satellite type receptions.
Well, what if you're super hungry and the queen's already eaten?
Oh, that's a good point.
She takes a bite and goes, oh, nothing more for me.
You take the drumstick.
It's almost swimsuit season. I couldn't take another bite.
You take the drumstick, put it in the suit coat, go to the bathroom, get on the toilet, eat the drumstick. It's a simple concept, John. It's a simple concept.
Let me tell you something.
I've done
that. If you're eating
today
in the restroom, I've never been that hungry.
That's British etiquette to eat in the restroom,
I have never
right?
been hungry enough to eat in the restroom. Back with the news next on 720 WGN.